For those of you who are old enough, no doubt you'll remember this song. It's called Oh Superman and was a big hit for Laurie Anderson back in 1982. And no, you're not listening to a Golden Oldies show. The reason I'm playing it is because Laurie Anderson is the star turn at the Rewire Festival, which runs at various venues around The Hague next weekend. Now, experimental, mostly electronic music may not be everybody's cup of tea, but it filters through into the mainstream a lot. Remember back in the 80s, all the synthesizer bands, some of whom were considered very radical at the time. The Rewire Festival features nearly 30 acts from around the world, including experimental music from the Arab world to modular synthesizer compositions from Los Angeles. Laurie Anderson has been at the forefront of the New York avant-garde for nearly 40 years and has worked with many of the greats, including William Burroughs, Peter Gabriel, John Cage and Lou Reed, to whom she was married until his death. I saw her in London in the 1980s and her brand of the avant-garde is very accessible, tuneful even. I was a big fan of hers back then, but this is the first time I've heard of her for a very long time, but maybe that's me just not paying attention. She's doing a couple of gigs at the Corso Theatre, including a talk, so that and many of the other events will certainly be worth checking out. If you fancy something new and exciting, The Hague's Rewire Festival is the place to be. Now, I'm joined by our deputy editor, Astrid Burkhard, and Astrid, we went to the Kunsthalle in Rotterdam a couple of days ago looking at some hyper-realist sculpture. What did you think?
Well, the hyper-realist sculpture I didn't like quite as much as the secondary exhibition. The hyper-realist, it was fine. People looked at it. It was quite amusing.
It was a bit of so what. It was very clever, incredible technique, but was it really art?
Yes, it was sort of, gosh, how did you manage to look them like real people lying on the floor?
But the other one, as you say, was, I think, more interesting.
The other one, we were a bit warned that it was a bit shocking, but also a bit painful. It's called Circus Europe, and it's by a guy called Michael Kvaum.
Spelled, how do you spell that?
K-V-I-U-M.
And he's Danish.
He's Danish. Right. And his work is basically the grotesque realistic. It consists of cut sculptures and paintings, but they are really, really incredible. The sculptures are of people who are stuck up to their hips in oil drums. For example, there's one judge still wearing his wig, showing his status and power in society, but otherwise he's naked and he's got a completely decaying body from the good life of eating too much and drinking too much.
No, as you say, it really very grotesque, but it's also very, very funny in places.
Oh, absolutely.
Anyway, so that's on, I think, till the middle of May, I think, both those shows. So we'll leave you with Laurie Anderson. This is Michael Hastid of Arts Talk magazine saying goodbye until same time next week. Bye.